VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Police on Thursday said 28-year-old Ian Long shot and killed 12 people late Wednesday at a bar and dance club in Southern California. The shooting happened after Long entered the Borderline Bar and Grill in the city of Thousand Oaks. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports police still don't know Long's motive.
Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean says he doesn't have any idea why a gunman burst into a crowded nightclub and started shooting.
We'll probably know more after we execute the search warrant at his house that maybe there was a motive for this particular night, but at this point we have no information leading to that at all.
The shooter was identified as Ian David Long, a 28-year-old former Marine. Dean says the department had contacts with him, including a visit to his home in April when deputies found him angry and irrational. A mental health crisis team concluded he did not need to be taken into custody. He apparently killed himself inside the bar.
Long was a Marine for nearly 5 years, including 7 months in the war in Afghanistan. Among the victims was Sheriff Sergeant Ron Helas, who was a 29-year veteran of the department. This is Sheriff's Deputy Bill Hutton.
He's a father, he's a friend, he's a partner, and we're all extremely devastated what transpired. He went into that bar protecting, serving others, and making sure everybody else can go home, and unfortunately he's not going home.
The United States and the Taliban are both set to attend for the first time a multilateral conference that Russia will host Friday in Moscow to discuss how to achieve peace and national reconciliation in Afghanistan. The U.S. had turned down an invitation to the first meeting Russia hosted this year. The Taliban had also stayed away from it. State Department spokesman confirmed on Wednesday that the U.S. Embassy will send a representative to observe the discussions. This is VOA News. Activists called for protests across the United States on Thursday against President Trump's decision to fire Attorney General Jeff Sessions and replace him with Mark Whitaker. Mr. Whitaker, before he joined the Justice Department, was publicly critical of the investigation into Russian election interference and possible obstruction of justice by the president. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway said Thursday she does not believe that Whitaker should recuse himself from the investigation for comments he made as a private citizen.
I've worked with Matt Whitaker on several things here at the White House. He's been the chief of staff of the Department of Justice for over a year, and he was a U.S. attorney for about 5 or 6 years in Iowa before that, a previous candidate. He's done a fabulous job, really, and I think as a former U.S. attorney, he understands all the business that's before the Department of Justice.
The protests are planned for each of the 50 U.S. states as well as the U.S. territories, Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in the hospital after fracturing 3 ribs. Ginsburg fell in her office Wednesday night. She's 85 years old. As Saudi-led coalition forces gain ground inside the Houthi-held Yemeni Red Sea port city of Hodeidah, Amnesty International is calling on the pro-Iranian military group to withdraw from the city's main hospital. Saudi forces claim that the Houthis are using patients inside the hospital as human shields. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
As fighting continues for control of the Yemeni Red Sea port city of Hodeidah, Amnesty International is calling on the Houthi militia group that controls most of the city to remove its forces from inside the May 22nd National Hospital. The head of Amnesty International's Middle East program, Sama Haddad, says the presence of Houthi forces on the roof of the building constitutes a breach of the human rights of the patients inside the hospital.
A popular journalist from Cameroon's restive Anglophone region remains in jail after she was arrested and charged with propagating false information and with terrorism. 2 staff members of the New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists were freed Thursday, a day after Tanzanian immigration authorities took the women from their hotel in Dar es Salaam and held them at an unknown location. Tanzania's immigration department told VOA that CPJ officials admitted that the women were in the country to meet journalists, which violates their visa requirements. In a statement on its website, CPJ welcomed the release of the 2 women. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.